I write a regular column for a business journal called Research Technology Management. It's primarily focused on managers, directors, and vice presidents who handle the research budgets for large organizations and who focus on innovation in their product lines. And the question we're faced with is whether to write a column that focuses on the impact of the COVID-19 virus on investments in R&D. And we decided, yes, that even though it will come out in the fall, that would be a very relevant topic to write about. This podcast is a preview to some of the ideas that will be in that article. And those ideas are definitely just in draft form right now. The first one is the almost universal call for America to get back to normal. And we want to put that to rest. There is no such thing as normal in the American economy. What we were doing before the COVID virus arrived was not normal in any universal sense of the word. It was normal in what we were used to and what we had evolved to based on our past experiences. And what we get back to after we have some control over this virus is not going to be normal in a universal sense of the word either. It's not going to look like what the economy looked like before the virus outbreak. So millions of businesses have been closed for several months, and tens of millions of employees have been either laid off, furloughed, or just put on hold until the business can get their arms around how to respond. Estimates are that when the economy is, quote, turned back on, that about 150,000 of those businesses will never open again. And you know who those businesses are. They're the small family-owned restaurants, fitness centers, and specialty boutique shops that you see in shopping centers around your neighborhood. The large chains like Walmart and Target will open and rehire their employees and carry on just fine. But 150,000 businesses that depend on a constant stream of revenue to pay their bills won't be able to revive themselves after 2 months with no revenue. And those 150,000 businesses employ at least 1 million employees and perhaps as many as 5 million employees. So that is several million people in the economy who will not see their job coming back this year, who will not see their employer even opening their doors again, and who will be seeking new employment. There have been a lot of articles about how there is new employment in businesses like Amazon Delivery, Amazon Warehouses, in Instacart Delivery, and Uber Eats. But those will only take up a fraction of the available workforce. So I think what's going to happen in this recovery really falls into four major categories, or comes from four major sources. The first one is the government stimulus. The trillions of dollars of government money that have been pumped into businesses to keep them alive and operational, and that have been sent to families, is going to have a positive effect. Perhaps one quarter of the businesses that would have gone out of business otherwise will stay in business. The second prong of economic stabilization will come from just turning the economy back on and having people back in the stores, back at work, producing saw blades and everything else that we make, and getting the economy rolling again, though it will roll at a slightly slower pace than it did before. The third prong are jobs that are gone forever. Those 150,000 businesses that will never reopen, the millions or 2 million or 3 million people that work there that will find that their job is permanently gone. And then the fourth prong of this recovery will come from innovation and R&D. It will come from passionate people with good ideas who invent new businesses, businesses that in 1 or 2 or 3 years will replace those 150,000 that never opened again. Innovations and investment in R&D is going to create new products that we never had before. You can see these in the hundreds of advertisements for different variations of masks and different kinds of hand sanitizers that are available. that innovation is going to get broader as we see the long-term impacts of being closed for several months and the long-term impacts of dealing with the COVID virus, which will still be here and will be persistent with us until we have a vaccine and until that vaccine is widely deployed and until it has taken effect, which is probably a period of at least 2 years. So in these next 2 years, hundreds of people, thousands of people, are going to invent new businesses that address the new needs that we have in this new economy. Ways to partition theater seating, ways to board airplanes, new devices for directing traffic in large stores, perhaps even a method to keep people 6 feet apart on the sidewalks of New York City. There are going to be new innovative ideas come from these people who have been displaced during this economic hardship. If you look around now, you'll find that almost every business, and certainly every business sector, regardless of whether they're in healthcare, have managed to find an angle to make a contribution. And many of those new angles are going to become full-time, persistent, and residing operational businesses. We've seen Tesla take the design for ventilators that they got from Medtronic and create an entirely new type of ventilator that may become a commercial product that ends up competing with Medtronic. We've seen hundreds of different designs for masks. We've seen different kinds of swabs for taking tests. We've seen multiple kinds of tests for the virus, which will come out from all the pharmaceutical companies. We've seen everybody who has a 3D printer contributing custom printed 3D masks or new kinds of swabs that are easier to use. We've seen all of the entertainment outlets create content that was accessible from home when they previously served their entertainment only live. We've seen all of the teleworking software go through the roof, things like Zoom and webinar-based software. We've seen the medical community get serious about telemedicine applications in a way that they have not in the 10 years that it's been available. And we've seen everybody who operates a gym or a fitness center offer their services and their instruction online. Those are some of the ideas of innovation and research and development that are going to lead to new businesses and a new normal that emerges after COVID, or once COVID is under control. Those are some of the seeds of the idea of a column that will appear in this journal in September.